I'm not sure what the singing sounds like where you're seated, but up at the front, it sounds fantastic. Welcome to the Mass of Christ, Christ Mass, the worship of the Christ. I had the privilege last evening of being in Toronto to hear Handel's Messiah. And when Frederick Handel wrote Messiah, he chose passages of Scripture that would be fairly obvious in Isaiah chapter 7 and Isaiah chapter 9. But he also used rather obscure passages when he wrote this beautiful music that has lasted centuries and will last, I think, throughout the ages. He chose Malachi and he chose a few other passages that aren't really scriptures that we use very often. But something struck me at the concert last night, and I could not get it out of my mind. I had something all prepared for tonight, and without actually hearing the voice, it was pretty obvious that God said, scrap that. You need to share this passage. It's a question that Handel wrote in this beautiful music of the Messiah. And it's a repeated question. It's not his own. But maybe when we hear a question that is profound, it becomes our question. And here is the question taken from Psalms, so many Psalms. In Psalm 24, the writer says, lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, so that the King of glory may come in. And then the question. And remember, so many years before the birth of Christ, who is this King of glory? And he answers his question. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty is the King of glory. And so when Handel writes this, I picture in my mind this great warrior, this profound soldier like David, only 10 times stronger, 10 times taller, 10 times bigger. And we get a glimpse of who this powerful, powerful King of glory is, as was said many times in the videos tonight. A baby. A baby. And for the last while, as we've worked our way through Advent and noticed the coming of the Messiah, we noticed the Magi, who basically asked the same question that Handel asked. They saw a star in the sky. In fact, they said, we saw his star in the sky. Who? This King of glory. Out of the billions of stars in the sky, we saw his star. And we followed his star. And this star moved, and we traveled for a long, long, long time. Nobody knows for sure. Some said it was probably over a year. Some said many, many months, maybe even 2 years. They're not sure. But they knew when they got there who they were going to see. Not what, but who they were going to see. And here's what it says. And after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is this King of glory? Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to talk to him. We've come to bring him gifts. We've come to ask him a whole bunch of stuff, questions that we know he can answer. We come to see how good he is in battle. No. No. They asked and they said, where is this one who is born King of the Jews? We saw his star and we have come to worship him. The Mass of the Christ. The worship of the Christ. Who does this? Who sees a star and decides with a group of his buddies, let's travel for a couple of years and see where this star ends up? But I think in their mind, they were thinking what the psalmist said. Oh, this is no star. This is the star. We must go and find out the answer to the question, who is this King of Glory? And at Christmas, we come to say, thank you, God, for giving us your King. We share a common King. And so other people hear about this. The King Herod wants to do everything he can to get rid of this King. But you know, when you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you don't go away. Other kings who are trying to get rid of you, they go away. But not the King of Kings, not the Lord of Lords. And it says, on coming to the house where the Magi had traveled to see him, they bowed down and they worshiped him. And I hope that today, at Christmas, we can get caught up. The music is wonderful, the lights are beautiful, but I hope that at some point, either this evening or tomorrow, that when the gifts are being opened, we're going to appreciate them all. But the greatest gift of all is the eternal gift, Christ himself, who lives in our hearts.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.